Hello and welcome to The Nourished Wrap, a podcast brought to you by The Balanced Nutritionist, a clinic based in Brisbane, Australia, specialising in personalised nutrition centred around real food. This podcast features clinical nutritionists, Katie King and Nicole Bentz, as well as special guests. Please remember that the ideas and concepts discussed in this podcast do not replace individualized medical advice. If you love the podcast, find The Balanced Nutritionist on Facebook and Instagram. For more info or to book an in-clinic or Skype consult, check out our website www.thebalancednutritionist.com.au. For now, tune in and be inspired.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Nourished Wrap. Today, I'm actually going to bring you an episode solo, just because of the logistics around isolation and that sort of thing at the moment. It's a little bit more difficult for Nicole and I to record together. Today, I'm going to be covering a really important topic. This is possibly one of the most important podcasts that I think we have produced, or one of the most important topics overall to discuss, and that is maintenance. So specifically, this podcast is called Mindset for Maintenance. I'm going to mainly be speaking about this from the context of, I suppose, weight loss. So it's relevant for people who have been on a bit of a weight loss journey and then, you know, have found themselves at a point where perhaps they've reached their goal. But it's also relevant for people who have been on a health journey. So what I mean by that, perhaps you had a lot of digestive discomfort or IBS issues, fatigue, that sort of thing, and you've made changes to your food and your lifestyle in order to combat those things successfully. Now you may be moving into a maintenance period. So whether it's weight loss or just health in general, maintenance is something that we don't talk about enough. And in reality, maintenance is the rest of your life. So we probably should talk about it even more than the journey to health or the journey to a healthy weight range, except that, you know, I suppose it's not as glamorous to discuss as, the journey and the achievement itself. So I've actually mapped out 10 tips for maintenance and having the right mindset for maintenance, and I'm going to be going through them in this podcast one by one. So first of all, I just wanted to talk about the attitude that you should start any health or weight loss journey with. And that is, we don't want to start with the attitude of, oh, I can't wait to get to the end so that I can, you know, go back to the way things were before. The first thing you need to correct in your mindset is you can't go back to living the way things were before, because that's why you ended up in the situation that you were in. Any professional and, you know, I suppose, good health or weight loss journey shouldn't necessarily be really, really fast. It should be about creating habits that stay in your mind and help you to change your life long term. Definitely, you know, when we're actually on the journey to correcting symptoms or weight loss, things may be, you know, quite strict, and maintenance may be a time where you can relax a little bit or relax somewhat as far as how strict you have been behaving, but you cannot just go back to old ways. So if your old ways were, you know, eating food that you've identified that you are intolerant to, or buying food out all the time because you didn't make the time to actually prepare healthy food yourself, or not exercising or eating a lot of processed food and junk food or not drinking enough water, you can't just go back to those ways because you'll end up back at the very beginning. So before you even start a health or weight loss journey, you should really check in and ask yourself, am I ready to literally change for life? Because if the answer is no, if you're looking for a quick fix, well, we're not the right practitioners for you, that's for sure. And you need to be prepared that in a year or two's time, you're going to be right back at the start and looking for another program or another practitioner or another, you know, meal delivery system to come your way because, you know, all the hard work that you've done, you would have just undone. So always go into a journey towards health or weight loss with that mindset in mind. So the mindset that this is a life change, not just this is a change for the next 8 or 10 or 12 weeks or 6 months. The second really important point to address is that perfection is not possible. It is consistency that matters. I say this all the time to clients, possibly every consultation that I have. I definitely say it all over our social media as well. And it's a big problem. It's that all or nothing approach that so many of us have. And it sets us up for failure. So perfection in terms of your food and your lifestyle and your diet, it's never going to be possible. There are always going to be birthdays and celebrations and weddings. There are always going to be work stresses or home stresses that interrupt your good routine and may mean that, you know, your food is not great for a few days or even not great for a few weeks or even a month. Perhaps there's a very, very stressful event happening in your life and things go quite badly and you turn to a lot of processed food for convenience and takeaway and whatnot. At the end of periods like that, it's really, really important that you reflect and you don't punish yourself, but instead you go, okay, well, that wasn't perhaps an ideal way to handle the stress that I've been under, but it's happened now. And I don't feel great about it. Chances are when these things happen, you feel a bit sluggish and yucky and that sort of thing. You've just got to get back on the bandwagon, okay? You've just got to wake up one day and go, all right, so I didn't have the best month, but that's okay. Like I feel a bit tired and maybe I put on a couple of kilos. I know what to do. And you do. You know exactly what to do. If you've been working with us in particular, you know how you should be eating, okay? And you just need to get back on that path. I often explain this to people with the analogy of a dog or a puppy dog. I always imagine my dog Karma, right? So if I take him for a walk, particularly if it's somewhere new, you know, he can be a little bit crazy to start off with because he'll sniff all around the path, you know, and he wants to go off the path into the bushes a little bit and then he wants to come back to the path. And then after a while, you know, we'll get in a little bit of a routine and we'll be, you know, all straight and narrow. And then every now and then he gets a bit distracted by a bird or, you know, anything that moves for that matter. And he might try to veer away again, but he always comes back. It's exactly the same with health. You know, like you're never going to go down this straight highway of perfection. You're always going to have roadblocks and, you know, distractions and that kind of thing. And that's just life. And you need to, throughout your journey towards health or weight loss, you need to develop the kind of relationship with yourself and with your family and with others whereby you are able to allow yourself a little bit of balance without going overboard. So I certainly don't, you know, beat myself up if, you know, I have a bit of chocolate every now and then, or I have a bit of ice cream every now and then, or, you know, we go out for a lovely meal. All of those things are things that I enjoy doing. It's more about what you do sort of 85% of the time than what you do, you know, the other 10 or 15% of the time. So it's really important that you recognize that perfection is not possible and it's consistency that matters. Okay. So the third point that you really need to consider, or the third tip that I can give you, is you really need to have some kind of mechanism to self-monitor. If you've been working with a professional like us, or perhaps another practitioner, or you've been, you know, working your way through an online program, you've probably had quite a lot of support. But you eventually probably need to develop the kind of relationship with yourself, or maybe even, you know, bring someone else into the loop there that you can be accountable to. So, you know, accountability to yourself might mean that every couple of weeks you jump on the scales and you just make sure you're kind of hovering around the same number, or that you're able to put your clothes on and still fit comfortably into your wardrobe, or that you're able to check in every couple of weeks and just make sure, hey, am I still feeling healthy and well and energetic, and have I been looking after myself? Because unless you reflect on those things and monitor them yourself, you know, you won't recognize when you start to go off the path until you're way, way off the path, and the journey back just seems, you know, too ginormous. And sometimes, you know, people just throw their hands up in the air and go, well, you know, I can't be bothered now. I've stuffed it all up, sort of thing. You can also have this type of relationship with a family member. So my husband and I, for example, you know, we're both pretty active, and we'll often kind of check in on each other and make sure that we're, you know, for example, if I've noticed that maybe he hasn't been running very often, or he's been a bit sort of slack with his exercise, I might sort of say, you know, like, what's going on? Are you haven't been kind of out there running a lot? What do we need to do about that? And it's not about, you know, it's not about me nagging him. It's just that I know how important it is to him that he stays active, because he loves it. It's an outlet for him, and it's really important for his mental health. So when that starts to slip, I know that, you know, the repercussions can be quite serious. And I'll check in with him sometimes and say, oh gosh, you know, like, I've really been a bit slack lately with food, and I've been eating a little bit too much of the sugar and chocolate and that sort of thing, and I really need to kind of clean it up because I'm feeling a bit sluggish and yucky. And we just, you know, it's not about judging each other. It's just about having someone to check in on. So you might have that relationship with your partner, or you might, you know, be out exercising with a friend or a neighbor that you can kind of just check in with and reset. Or, you know, you might choose to come back and see your practitioner every 3 months or 6 months, and that kind of thing. And that's often something that we do recommend. So the fourth tip that I can give is to just be careful about your language. And instead of thinking about something as a diet, just think about it as taking care of yourself. I hear this phrase a lot, where people say, oh, well, you know, I'm eating healthy at the moment. Okay, so what are you going to do in 6 months? Are you going to eat unhealthy at that moment? You know, I think we probably need to just stop and realize that, you know, eating healthy should actually be the status quo, not the other way around. We are kind of moving into this sort of acceptance amongst society that, you know, take away every few nights and, you know, chips and chocolate bars and all that sort of thing is just a normal part of daily life. But the reality is that they're not. You know, they are occasional foods that we should only be indulging in, you know, 15% of the time, as I've already said. So just be careful with your language. And instead of thinking about it as eating healthy right now, just think about it as I'm eating well and looking after myself, and that's the way I do things. You don't have to justify your decisions to anyone else. I go to plenty of occasions where sometimes I'll choose to eat the cake and sometimes I won't. And if I don't, I don't have to justify that to anyone. If I don't feel like it, or I don't want it, or I think I've kind of, you know, had enough treat food perhaps for that week or that day or something like that, and I know that having a little bit more won't actually make me feel very good, you know, you just have to say no. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to say you're on a diet. You don't have to say that you're eating healthy right now. You know, that's just managing your lifestyle and looking after yourself. Okay, point number five. So this one can maybe be a little bit challenging, but it's really important to think about your environment when you're making a lifelong change. So your environment consists of, you know, the family unit that you live amongst, the friends that you hang out with, and even the hobbies that you engage in and the people that you do those hobbies with. So it's ideal if when you make a change to become healthier for a lifetime, that your family are on board with that as well. Because if you're the only one in the household who's eating well and good nourishing food and that sort of thing, then it's probably not going to last very long. So just try to make some changes across the board that actually apply to the household. Same thing if you've got a group of mates where it's just normal to go down to the pub several times a week and have chips and burgers and heaps of beers. Well, that's probably not going to work. Like, it might work once a month, but if they're going to give you a hard time about trying to look after yourself, it's not a great environment to be immersing yourself in all the time. So think about surrounding yourself with people who have the same sort of values as you, because living healthy is a value. It's a mindset. That's what this podcast is all about. It's not a temporary change. So think about joining, you know, a walking group or a running group, or, you know, a small gym that has a really nice community, or even just hooking in with a neighbor or a partner and exercising frequently, because people who do those healthy lifestyle things together, they share the same sort of values as you. And the way you live won't be, oh, so you're doing this healthy living thing for a while. It will just be the way that you live, okay? And that's what we want. We want you to start thinking about this as normal, not as just a temporary change that you do for a little while. Okay, so point number six, it's not just about the numbers, and this really applies to weight loss, and this is so important because a lot of people obsess about the scales. At the end of the day, the scales are so heavily influenced by, you know, how much water you've drunk that day, or how much water you've drunk the day before, or, you know, perhaps if you had more salt, you might be you know, retaining more or less fluid than other times. You know, the scales fluctuate daily. For a small female, it's normal to fluctuate 1 to 2 kilos across a day. So, you know, don't put too much emphasis on the scales. Think about how you're feeling and how your energy levels are and how your mental well-being is and what your measurements are doing and how you're fitting into your clothes, instead of worrying about some kind of magic number. And on that note, it's really important to just touch on the fact that, you know, life is not the Biggest Loser. And I think we have a very unrealistic idea about weight loss overall as a society, because we throw a lot of sort of marketing slogans around, and there's lots of reality TV shows around weight loss. And they make it appear quite easy, you know, lose 10 kilos in 5 weeks or 10 weeks, or do this 8-week challenge and get a 6-pack and a thigh gap, or, you know, the Biggest Loser, we see them losing many kilos each weigh-in. At the end of the day, if you are really trying to lose some weight for your health, you need to stop and just consider how long it took you to get to that point. You know, if it's 30 kilos that you need to lose in order to be healthy, chances are you didn't put that on in 4 or 5 months. So you're not going to necessarily lose it in 4 or 5 months. It might have taken 10 or 20 years to get to that point. So what if it takes 2 or 3 years to get it off? That's still a much faster journey in the other direction than it was to actually gain it. So please be careful about being realistic about numbers. We often say to clients, look, sometimes a week might go past or two when you may not lose anything. And then other times, you know, you might lose 2 kilos 1 week and 0.5 kilo the next and then nothing for a week. And that's fine. As long as you are feeling good and healthy and well and working on your mindset, that's what matters. Because what happens week to week is kind of irrelevant. It's what happens month to month and year on year for the rest of your life that actually matters. Okay, point number 7. Support. So this is sort of similar to having, you know, the right environment around you, but just consider whether or not you need to have a bit of support in your team as far as your healthy lifestyle is concerned, ongoing. So like I mentioned, that might look like having an appointment with your nutritionist every 3 months or 6 months, just to talk things through and how things are going. Or perhaps you have another healthcare practitioner like a chiropractor that you visit regularly, or a massage therapist who, you know, who's really noticed how much you've changed and will just check in with you and make sure, you know, you're doing okay and you're staying on track and you're really in that mindset for life as opposed to the mindset for 8 weeks. It's far less expensive to invest in ongoing support, you know, as you would perhaps invest in a business coach or, you know, a massage therapist for physical maintenance, or a gym, you know, for your fitness maintenance. It's far less expensive to invest in that from a nutritional perspective and see someone every 3 or 6 months than to, you know, wait until you've gone way, way, way in the other direction again and perhaps gone way off the path and then, you know, almost have to start from scratch again. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with checking in and having that support framework there if you need it. And if you think that you don't, that's great. But again, if you find yourself going a little too far off the path and you're not self-correcting on your own, then that is when you do need to check in, like I said, so that you don't end up back at the beginning again. Point number 8, the reality is that being healthy and, you know, managing your weight, it does come down to preparing food yourself, mostly, you know, avoiding packaged foods, drinking lots of water, being organized and having a water bottle, you know, having a healthy breakfast most days, you know, often having a packed lunch, doing the shopping, that sort of thing. So yes, it takes time and you have to be organized. But how much time does it take to be unhealthy? So if you're exhausted all the time and you're sluggish and you're sick because you're, you know, maybe your tummy hurts because you've got, you know, irritable bowel because you're not eating very well, or maybe you're just, you know, so sluggish and exhausted and sore and miserable that you just can't present, you know, you can't present your best self to the world. In my view, that is far more time consuming. You lose a lot more time being that person than just putting, you know, a bit more time in every day to being organized and making sure that you actually are prepared to make the right choices. So rather than sort of think about it as, oh, this healthy eating thing, it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit kind of time consuming. Well, actually being sick and unwell, in my opinion, is far more time consuming. Okay, so point number 9, you know, is really important. You need to accept how far you've come and be proud of it. Lots of people, you know, I think they go into a journey as far as their health and their weight is concerned,
And they're not really proud of themselves along the way. So, you know, the first 5 kilos and then the first 10 kilos, or maybe it's not about weight and it's just about their health and they start to get some gains. Instead of being proud at that moment of what they've achieved and grateful for the way that they feel, they're always looking at the end result. Oh, well, you know, I've still got so far to go. It's really important to kind of just stop along the way and acknowledge how far you are coming, because if you don't do that, it's, you know, it could be 2 or 3 years before you hit your actual goal. And if you're not happy along the way and you're not proud along the way, there's a lot more chance that you'll give up. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter how fast it happens. Just always be, you know, positive about how far you've come and the changes that you've made and how much better that you're feeling, instead of always worrying about the end result. Because, you know, this whole podcast is about changing your mindset and acknowledging that it's a journey. It's not a destination. Okay, so the final thing is, you know, remember that you're an inspiration to other people around you. And, you know, that is the greatest thing. And use that to motivate you. So by choosing healthier foods, you know, you might inspire your kids to try healthier foods, you know. To eat more vegetables, to drink more water. You might inspire your partner because they may see how good you're feeling and go, you know, I really want to feel that good. You know, I might start doing this walking thing with you, or, you know, eating a bit less, you know, deep fried food or whatnot. And you might inspire people that you work with as well. So you have the potential to create a ripple effect. And that's not just about making other people healthier. It's also about making them happier, because that is really what health gives us as the greatest gift, in my opinion. When we are healthy, we tend to feel happy. When we are unhealthy, we tend to feel tired and sluggish and miserable, and, you know, our mental health can suffer and that sort of thing. So it's all about health and happiness, and you have the potential to inspire others to do that. To do that through your own journey. So wherever you are in your journey to health or weight loss, maybe you're just starting, or maybe you've reached a goal, or maybe you're halfway there or an eighth of the way there, I hope that those 10 tips give you something to take away and think about as far as your mindset for maintenance is concerned. Because at the end of the day, what we really want is we want to help you reclaim your health and happiness and then hold on to it for life. So thanks so much for tuning in today, guys. I hope that you enjoyed the program, and we'll be back soon with another recording.